everyone, my name is Steph Janine and this is my brand new She Likes to Talk podcast. I decided to create my own podcast because I do like to talk. I'm basically a chatterbox. My podcast will cover a wide range of topics from what to watch regarding TV and films to the demise of celebrity influence. It will also cover the day-to-day stuff we deal with, like the current state of the job market, the pressure to settle down by a certain age, and fun things to do in your downtime. I'll discuss it all. As I recently watched Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action and Monsters to Eric and Lara Menendez Story on Netflix, I'll be covering both of these programs on my first episode and giving them each a WYT rating. That stands for Worth Your Time. With one meaning, it's definitely worth your time, to five meaning, save yourself and your time. And now for my first review, Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action. Throughout the two-part documentary, various members of the show's production team revealed what it was really like to work on the show, along with all the outrageous events that went along with it. The more I watched, the more I was shocked to discover how they treated some of their show's guests, and at one point I thought it turned into a bad soap opera in some scenes. Yes, it was really that cringy, like you want to look away because it's so bad, but you just can't bring yourself to do it. However, there was one particular part which had devastating consequences for all involved, and this was especially sad. The Jerry Springer Show ran from 2000 to 2018, making it one of the longest running and the most successful chat shows in American television history. For those of you who remember the Jerry Springer Show, this documentary may provide some feelings of nostalgia in addition to being an eye-opener, especially when it came to some of their most infamous guests, like the man who married a horse. Yeah, that actually happened. To the porn star who stated she had slept with 251 men in 10 hours. Yes, you heard that right. And if that didn't sound crazy enough, after quitting the adult entertainment industry, the former porn star then went on to forge a career in software development. One wonders what type of conversations they had during their lunch breaks back then. As Gen Zers would say, that would be definitely some interesting tea. Full disclaimer, the former adult entertainer doesn't feature in the documentary, but the man who married a horse does. Additionally, Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action delves into Jerry Springer's aspirations to work in politics and how this was his dream for many years before his career took him in a very different direction. So if you're looking for a jaw-dropping documentary, it's definitely worth checking out. And with each episode being roughly 49 minutes, you can easily binge it in one sitting. My WYT rating is worth your time, so I gave it a 1. Now, my next review, the Eric and Lara Menendez Story. Monsters, the Eric and Lara Menendez Story. Now, this season of Monsters was intense, to say the least, as it delved into the infamous Menendez brothers, Eric and Lyle, as it attempted to establish what led them to commit the heinous crime of parricide. Basically, that's the murder of either one or both your parents. Although it was added to the streaming service in September 2024, I decided to put my big girl pants on and watch it for the first time. I gave myself a little pat on the back because it was a tough watch and I was proud that I made it through. Honestly, it takes a lot to shock me, but this certainly did. From the graphic reenactment of the Menendez parents' slaying to the blood-boiling descriptions of abuse against children, it's not for the faint-hearted. With each episode, the viewer is taken into the hedonistic world of the Menendez brothers following their parents' murder and what eventually led them to their arrest and subsequent trial. There was one particular episode dedicated entirely to one of their Menendez brothers' childhood experiences, and this was quite heartbreaking to watch from start to finish and left me with a lingering feeling. Having watched both seasons of Monsters so far, the first which focused on the Jeffrey Dahmer story and now the Eric and Lara Menendez story, both in my opinion are compelling and trigger a wide range of emotions which last long after the episode has ended, but I guess that's what good storytelling is supposed to do. So if you're a fan of true crime, with true being the operative word, as it's alleged that the Menendez brothers said that the Netflix series was full of inaccuracies, then you might enjoy the show. The season consists of 9 episodes and each one gets heavier and heavier. So it's best to pace yourself. And if you're also a Ryan Murphy fan, you might want to check this series out as well, as he's the show's creator and he's also famed for American Horror Story. So it's worth checking out, in my opinion. My WYT rating is 2, but pace yourself as each episode can leave you feeling heavy with emotion. Well, that's it for me. See you later. Bye.